Let's go.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's Turbo Time.
On Turbo Drive Line. Only on Sega Sonic Radio.
The number one source for Sonic music. Music.
Hey there, guys, and welcome to Turbo Drive Line for another week on Sega Sonic Radio. It's Turbo yet again for another edition. And, it's gonna be, it's gonna be quite random. But a little couple of announcements as well, including the winner, mainly winner, of the little competition that Earthheart posted last week for when he was doing his SSR Game of the Year Awards of 2008. And obviously, not many people actually paid attention. And by the time it got closed and whatnot, it only had like one entry before the closing time. I hate it when people don't want to win prizes. I just hate it. So that one person has solely won the grand prize, but who is it? I'll talk about it later on. Also, there is another entry, and I'll talk all about that later on in the show. but of course, you know the spiel or rhythm or drive of the show by now, because hell, it's been going on for more than 100 episodes. So where the hell have you been for the past year and a half or so? Well, we've got Sonic News Rewind coming up very shortly. Then we've got TFI now. Don't know what I'm going to talk about for TFI. it's got to be pretty difficult to talk about it, because I haven't played anything new, I haven't seen anything new, and I haven't heard anything new. So, that's gotta be difficult. Maybe we should just, like, get that out there for this week, I think. Yeah, if you've got any Sonic requests, you know, Sonic musical requests, then do send them in. Either to my email address, which is turbo@tfmx.co.uk, or you can send me a private message in the IRC chat room, where I am in, yes. And we have people who are not listening, mostly, but some who do listen are always there, including Shadow Fox 04, yay. Everyone else, we have Joshua, Ellison K, MK, Cosmic, D'Artagnan, Dribblesoft, Guests, Random Numbers, Sorted a Number, Numbers, Hypersonic, who just did his Hypersonic Top 10 Countdown earlier tonight, then, who is busy just now, Logo Kaz, Miles Prower, Spinball Wizard, who's at work just now, ShadowFox04, which I've already talked about, who's playing DOWDC. I don't know what that might be. Having a clue. Then we've got Squirrel, Sparx, and Staff, the Cider Man. That's a good one. Togi three. Myself, Twin B, and Earthheart. Earthyacht is in the room tonight, but he won't be here for long, obviously, because he's got work, as most of us do, except for myself. I never work Sundays. Well, I try not to work Sundays, because I just can't get into work. But anyway, and I've got this show. So anyway, moving on. Oh, it's Dawn of War, Dark Crusades, Shadow Fox 04 is playing. Coolio. I'd probably be waiting for the next Dawn of War game that will be coming out soon. Anyway, moving on. Yes, so not much going on this week. Obviously, personally, myself, it's kind of been up and down. Mainly, it's just been going. It's been a roller coaster week for me, including with work and personal stuff. It's just go, hey, you know. And whatnot, and also financially, because I'm financially broke just now, which is just fantastic. Being that I don't get paid for another week, which is just gonna make life a whole lot not easier, you know. Because I just got myself a brand new camcorder. Yes, I'm snazzy with my brand new Sony DCR SR75E with its 25 times optical zoom and remote control and docking station and 60 gigabytes of hard drive space. Oh yes, it's so good, so sleek, so sexy. Nah, it's not actually, but no, it's just it's just something I wanted to get to upgrade from my webcam and microphone, because I was getting sick and tired of that, for my YouTube videos. If you don't know what my YouTube channel is, it's Turbo XLR, all in one word, because obviously the name Turbo is already been taken by so many people. And, yeah, I was just like, Turbo XLR, and that's for my Turbo Zone videos that I do. Although I'm in kind of a slump of what to do first with my brand new camera. I've got a good few ideas in my head, and whatnot. But, yeah, you know, it's just saying. There is one thing that I probably might do on YouTube, and that is a kind of like a homage to the 10-year anniversary of the Dreamcast. Yes, in 1999, the Dreamcast was released in North America, I think. On September, I think it was like September, October time in the States. And then I think it got released at the end of 1999 for the UK, or maybe at the beginning of 2000 for the UK. But technically, the Dreamcast has been here for 10 years. And I'm thinking of maybe doing some video reviews of my Dreamcast collection, calling it I Dream of a Dreamcast, or something like that. I don't know. It's a work in progress, but who knows? You know, it's just going to be one of those things that'll eventually bloom into beautifulness. But yeah, anyway, moving on. Yes. So, let's see, we got to start off the night with a little remix from one of the Sonic Adventure games, Unknown of from ME, which is Knuckles' theme, of course, and it's a remix done by Kevin Moore and Steve Tushar. Yeah, this is one of my personal favorite remixes of this, so yeah. Sadly, Dreamcast is already taken by the Knights team. What does that mean? I'll probably need to figure that out from Earthheart later on in the show. Anyway, so enjoy the song, and after that we've got Sonic News Rewind coming up right after that, so stay tuned to Turbo Drive Live, only on Sega Sonic Radio, the sexiest place on the earth. Oh yeah. No, it's not, actually. It's the most nerdiest place in the world. Yeah. Yep. See you on the other side, people. The new porcupine on the block with the fuck tip. The new porcupine on the block with the fuck tip. The new porcupine on the block with the fuck tip. Rewind. Hey there, guys, it's time for Sonic News Rewind on Sega Sonic Radio's Turbo Drive Live. And apparently I'm having troubles trying to get my fucking Sonic News Rewind section up and running. Mainly because Firefox has been a bastard, as normal. Apparently it's just, for some reason, it's like, for some odd occurrences, and it's like, it just says, oh, is, you know, confounded an error and such whatnot, and it just doesn't make any fucking sense. So, yeah, it's definitely being a pain in the fucking backside. Alright, so I need to get Internet Explorer. Even though I hate using Internet Explorer, I'll need to use that to get, you know, to get Sonic Stadium up and running. Because it did have a new page on the thing, but apparently I just can't fucking get it open. It's just so fucking annoying. So, let's move on. Anyway, oh yes, Resident SD entered. And, of course, from what was it, Earthheart was saying, the Dreamcast pod, or show or podcast is already taken by Digi and Trippy already, which is okay. So, but no, I'm thinking of I Dream of a Dreamcast or something like that. You know, they just call it Dreamcast. You know, it's like, you know, it's like trying to make a part, like some or something clever, a clever title. You know, but anyway. So yeah. So right, okay. Right, righty-righty-ho. Right, okay. Let's see what we got here. Well, we had lots. Yeah, it's had lots of stuff. We're gonna have to look at older entries. Yeah. We have to open that in the new window. Yeah. It's gotta be classic. Yeah. So, yes. Right, where were we? Well, poof. Kind of like way back. Way, way back. Jeez. Man, there's so many entries. Especially done by Slingerland, of course. Anyway, moving. So let's start off with his many fanatics segments that Slingerland has put up. Who is currently known as Brad Flick. Yeah. One of them shows kind of like a picture of Sonic collecting rings in the middle of the well, which is across some water, or ocean, or whatever. Done by the Peepster, yes, on DeviantArt. Very cool looking, actually. Then what was it? It's like another entry. This time, Fandemonium. Oh, lovely. Talking about his stuff about what was it? Stages. This is kind of weird. Another fanfic entry talking about the best of both soundtracks, being that people, what was it, one person, what was it, Sphereballs on YouTube has did remixes of using both the Sonic CD Japanese and US soundtracks of each level and fusing them together. Which is pretty cool. I've heard a couple of them. They're pretty good. Alright. After that, we've got, what was it? Mecha Madness. The Mecha Madness fan game has released a demo. There's a new demo of that on YouTube. It's also on the Sonic Stadium, so go check it out. Another entry in the Fanatics entries. Being that of art of the Death Egg in Sunset Park, in kind of like, yeah, kind of 2D, kind of 2.5D kind of like look to it, which is okay. Yeah, anyway. Brad is wanting support for the Sonic Retro site, although I'm not a really big fan of fan games, so yeah. So then Svend Dreadnox has showed his support by talking about the new year, yay, in one of his entries, which is pretty cool. Another Fanatics entry talking about what was it? Sand in my shoe. Okay. Weird one. Don't know about that. The Blue Tube. Hey, the Blue Tube returns with a Dreams Come True live video. Yes. Interesting. Obviously. With a live performance of Sweet 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 or Sweet Dreams, whichever you prefer. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now here's an original story. The Sonic X series, the comic series, has now ended, and now the Sonic Universe comic series, done by Archie, is gonna start. Yes, it's gonna be talking about the many different universes that is in the Sonic series as such. You know, which is pretty cool. It'll continue from where Sonic X, the last episode, episode 40, issue 40 of Sonic X, and start off from where Sonic and Shadow, Metal Sonic and Shadow, has gone through. Anyway. What was it? Sonic Retro member Shaney B. Is looking for kind of like soundtracks and whatnot, so he's looking for lots of soundtracks of Sonic music to put into a new kind of like Sonic community archive of Sonic music, which is not bad, but why would you need that when you've got the Sonic Stadium media page? Yay! Yeah, anyway. More Fanatics entries, including a Game Gear fan game called Sonic Chase. Personally, I like Sonic Chaos. Thank you. Like to keep with my original ties. Sven's talking about with the new layout of the Sonic Stadium, of course. If you haven't seen it, of course. It works on Internet Explorer, and I know, because I'm actually using Internet Explorer just now to actually read it. Yes. Also, here's a new story that I forgot to tell you last week, because I actually saw it in the forums. An 11-year-old Sonic fan fights the law for hedgehogs. Yes, there was a story about a little boy who wanted to have a hedgehog as a pet, but apparently in his state it was... obviously, and this boy is a Sonic fan as well, because he actually grew up with, you know, he was playing the Sonic games and whatnot, and he wanted to have like a little hedgehog as well. And he just basically petitioned the town, whatever. It's like the court, you know, that obviously hedgehogs pose as no threat, really. Don't know why they put up a stupid ban anyway. It's like hedgehogs are banned in the city limits. Why? What did they do? Punch your tires? I mean, come on. But anyway. another Fanatics page, that of... what is that? Oh, yes, a picture done by Dark Burakai, with pretty much the majority of the cast in Sonic the Fighters or Sonic Championship in one picture, including a character that never even got in the game but was actually designed for it. Yeah, pretty good actually. But yeah. Anyway, moving on. Sonic and the Black Knight UK Bonk Art artwork has been revealed by Amazon. apparently. And, yeah, it's pretty much not any different to, not much difference between that and the, you know, US version. Whereas the US version, it actually has the Wi-Fi connectors, symbol on it, which I don't think it would need anyway. The little signature, the little, thing on the corner as well, talking about that it's part of the Sonic Storybook series. Which obviously it wouldn't make any sense because Sonic and the Secret Rings doesn't have that either. So, what's the point? Anyway. Yes, Sven was talking about this earlier on, in the week with me, personally. Talking about, Sonic the Hedgehog cufflinks. Ugh. Oh dear. And, there's a picture of those, picture of them in, on the site just now, and by God, ugh. It's like Sonic cufflinks? No. And it's like, even though I'm, you know, Sonic fanatic myself and, you know, would like to collect them, I'm not gonna collect them. It's just for the simple fact that they look, and, obviously I would never, plus, I don't wear long sleeve shirts that often. I just wear short sleeve shirts. So, yeah. Anyway. Yes, aye. Sonic Yoda's old site may be gone, but Risen from the Ashes is Sega driven, which is his kind of like new website. Lewis. Lewis has made this new site called Sega Driven, which I haven't checked out yet, so I need to check that out after the show. And finally, Sonic and the Black Knight has showed yet again, this time with new screenshots showing off Shadow the Hedgehog. Man, that's a lot of shoes. that's a lot of shoes. With Sonic and Shadow battling it out with swords, but of course no limbs were torn off, you know, which obviously we would love to have that, seen something like that, you know, like a Monty Python gag off the Black Knight. And it's like, obviously we love that. It's like us Brits, us, you know, UKers, we love that scene. It's like, we love the Black Knight scene from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It's funny as hell. But anyway. But now I've looked at the screens and they're actually not bad, actually. Yeah. It's pretty impressive. Yeah. So, and it's not too long now. It's only got roughly 2 months left to go until its release. So, can't wait. Yeah. It's supposedly gonna be like March, kind of like, you know, March release as such, hopefully. So yes, anyway. okay. And also, this just in, breaking news, for Turbo Drive Live, Emerald Coast has been relaunched. Yes, has just been relaunched. So if you want to check out the Emerald Coast, go to theemeraldcoast.co.uk. Apparently, it only needs the HTTP :// bit at the beginning. Or you can just put in emeraldcoast.co.uk. Well, it works. So anyway, yeah, that's Vidra's site being going back up. It still has a few bugs, still has a few bits and pieces need to be cleaned up. But hey, it's the new site is back up, so go check it out. Anyway, so moving on. It's man, that was a lot of news to go through. Damn, that was like woohoo! Yay, brilliant. So anyway. What's people talking about in the IRC? can I put on the song? Yeah, they're obviously talking about the kid who put a lot of effort into legalizing hedgehogs in his state or city or wherever he lives. Very good. What was it? Lethal weapon extraordinaire. Yeah, that's right, Arthur. The dangers of the hedgehog. Spiky things, spiky balls. Not good. Anyway. Right. So yeah, anyway, now, for Sonic News, obviously, I think I might as well add this in. It's time to announce the winners, or winner, technically, of the Sega Sonic Radio Game of the Year Awards 2008 competition that Earthheart launched last week while I was on the show. And the competition was on the thread that was on in SSMB, which was talking about the SSR Game of the Year 2008 awards. We wanted to have your top three games of 2008. Apparently, only two people wanted to do that, whilst possibly the rest of the people who saw that thread couldn't be arsed trying to win themselves free goodies. You stupid bastards. And I'm saying that very blunt. But for the two people who did enter, one being that one who did it before the close date, and one who did actually enter it after the close date, which was kind of stupid, they win the two prizes, well, the two positions as such that was there. And here are the competition winners. Obviously, the main winner, I'm going to talk about the person who put in his entry pretty late, and that would have to be, if I can get my pages all sorted, and that would have to be Dark Otacon. Now, he put in his suggestions, his suggestions of Game of the Years a little late, and also criticized that No More Heroes did not come out in 2008. It actually came out in 2007. And he's from the States. Now, technically, if he said that No More Heroes came out in the States in 2007, fair enough. But here in the UK, it got released in 2008. So it's part of the 2008 lineup. Plus, with many of the game kind of like awards from many sites, they did actually include No More Heroes in their lists. So really, if many of the websites are acknowledging that No More Heroes was released in 2008, it was released in 2008. So shut up. It's the same with Screw Attack. It's like they nominated Travis Touchdown as character of the greatest game character of the year as a nomination. Obviously, the winner would be Salt Snake, obviously, due to his badassery. But no. Right. Yeah, but of course, Dark Otacon did win a prize. Yes, he won a runners-up prize as such. And Sonic Stadium's crashing on me, which is not good. It's like, I can't get SSMB up anyway. But I think his titles for Game of the Year were pretty generic, being that of Metal Gear Solid 4, Gears of War 2, and I think he put in Left 4 Dead, but I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, But the winner who obviously Dark Otacon, he gets a Sega PC game, SSMB died, not SSR. Anyway. We're slowly loading. Slowly loading. Don't know why it's taking so bloody long. But anyway. Oh, and apparently Helen Baby's put in her entries for Game of the Year as well. Oh, dear God. Oh, dear. This is just ridiculous. Oh, dear. Anyway. Oh, dear God. Helen Baby has added her three top games of the year and did not notice that this was a competition and it ended. So why would she want to, you know, put in her entries? And she says, I'll come back and add elaboration later. Wow. Very good. It's very good. Thank you very much. But anyway, I've got Dark Otacon's Game of the Years. The first one being Metal Gear Solid 4. Obviously, he's a huge Metal Gear Solid fan, based on the name. And, name and avatar on SSMB. And he got, you know, obviously in, when he got his PS3 last Christmas, before he got his PS3 this past Christmas, he was replaying Metal Gear Solid 1 again on the PS1 and blah 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 blah. So yeah, anyway, he's just like, he likes that experience, which is fair enough. Gears of War 2, his second choice being that he played, Gears of War 1. He actually thought that Gears of War 2 was actually better. And he's been admitting that he's been playing Gears of War 2 online more than Halo 3. Fair enough. And his last choice was Super Smash Bros. Brawl, namely because Sonic the Hedgehog was in it. The multiplayer and all that—he was cool with that. Although he has a list of other games as well, like, you know, Valkyria. Even I can't pronounce it now. I've gotten Earthheart's lift of pronouncing names today. Carries on from last week. Valkyria Chronicles. Valkyria. Whatever. Chronicles, Little Big Planet, Mirror's Edge, Soul Calibur 4, Sonic Unleashed, Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts. I do not know why he would love Nuts and Bolts, mainly. Castle Crashers, GTA 4, also various other things as well, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, and he also noted that No More Heroes was not released in 2007, which is a lie! Anyway. But anyway, the winner who did it right before everyone else, and... who, you know, produces top 5 games beforehand, before the announcement or the closing date, was Shadow Fox 04, who is known as Blue Fox on the SSMB. Now, he's only been there, he's only done 2 posts, and this is his second post, which is good, because this is a kick-ass second post. First one he was talking about is Left 4 Dead on the Xbox 360. And he's talking about how this zombie game compares to, is, you know, definitely a difference in pace to other kind of like survival horror games like Resident Evil, like Siren, like various other games as well. With the amounts of kind of like, you know, but the amount of enemies in zombies and whatnot, and also the amount of number that they come at is pretty immense as well. I'm not going to go through them in great detail, but here's his next one. His next one was Saints Row 2. Fair enough. He didn't take the noob route, which is going for Grand Theft Auto 4, mainly because that's just a scapegoat now. And it's like Grand Theft Auto is just now a scapegoat now. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And he talks about how the Saints Row series picks up for where GTA Vice City is. Well, I don't know if he's right or wrong, but I think it's more to do with GTA San Andreas rather than Vice City, because Vice City was completely different. It wasn't all gangster and whatnot. It was more 80s style. Anyway, and of course, talking about, removing your clothes and streaking around the city. Wow. Can't believe you had the balls to actually say that. But anyway. And saying that Saints Row 2 is one of the best sandbox games of the year. And his last one, it was talking about Command & Conquer Red Alert 3 for the PC. Obviously, he's definitely big into his RTS games, which is not bad. And, of course, being that I think he's been waiting for that game for quite a while, because he's talking about this game in great detail, actually, And it's pretty cool. So, yeah, that's actually a very unique kind of like list of games for his top three. And that's why Shadow Fox 04, you win the DS game and a Sega PC game as well from Earthheart. So, yeah, that's the only two winners that will actually get prizes. Unless Earthheart actually wants to actually give, unless Earthheart wants to give a PC game to Helen Baby, who just randomly, just without any notice, just like popped in her top three games of the year for no reason. So, yeah. Don't mind with that. Obviously, if you can find it, if you can see it, of course. Of course, all these prizes were courtesy of Woolworths, who RIP'd just last week, who went into administration. So, yeah. Anyway, so that's pretty much it for that competition. Obviously, Helen Baby's choices, I don't know if this will be redundant or not, but she chose Super Smash Bros. Brawl, Sonic Chronicles, and Cooking Mama 2. Oh dear God. Yeah. Well, you know, gamers have different tastes, which is fair enough, you know. So, anyway. But moving on. Right. So, I haven't checked who is online just now. Well, actually, it's like the amount of listeners who are listening to me babble on about these never-ending. Cripes, you know. Oh, other breaking news. Sonic fights dragons and boars in Sonic and the Black Knight. Wow. Shock horror. He is in kind of like a ye olde England, you know, as such. You know, myth and magic, you know. Myths and magic kind of thing, you know. And that's why it's been given a very high rating this time around, which is fair enough, you know. But anyway, oh my God, holy shit! What? I mean, hold on, people. It's like, 11 listeners. 11 listeners! Holy shit! What the fuck just happened, man? It's just, whoa! Jesus Christ! Normally, I'm usually getting about 2 or 3 listeners at a time in recent weeks, but by God, that just totally exploded. You know. If you take into consideration that Earthheart usually never, you know, Earthheart never tends to, you know, be around, so we can remove him, so that's 10. So, and V'ger never tends to listen either, so I'm going to say we can 9. So, still, you know, it's fair enough, you know. So, yeah. That's, whew. Oh, thanks very much, people. You just saved my career as such. So, anyway. Yeah, but anyway, no, V'ger's usually sleeping due to the intense work schedule that he's constantly having, which is fair enough. But anyway, right, so anyway, moving on, I think we should go on to a musical break and talk about something else. Yes, I don't know what I'm going to talk about after this musical break. It's hard to say. If anyone's got, in fact, if anyone's got a topic that they would like me to talk about, if on the show, talk about it in the IRC chat room, give me a topic to talk about, and I'll probably, you know, give you my 2 cents as such. So yeah, or my 2 pennies, because I'm from the UK, preferably Scotland. Yes. So anyway. To keep you entertained. Until then, here is the Halo theme, Midoriya mix from some Halo 2. You know that guitar riffed Halo theme. Yeah, I'm gonna be playing that. So if you're gonna be bored, shitless out of your mind for the next 4 minutes, go ahead and listen to this. All right, this is Turbo for the Turbo Zone, Turbo Drive Live. Yes, on Sega Sonic Radio. Give you the rockin' gaming tracks that I could play you, but probably might bore you to death with my drone and monotone voice. Yes. Anyway, see you on the other side. There you go, that was the Halo guitar riff mix from Halo 2, whatever. Anyway, so yeah, I haven't thought of anything for Turbo Source and Presence, but I did have a couple of things that have been getting on my mind as of late. Recently I just went back and watched the Back to the Future trilogy, which I own on DVD, and also it's a special 4-disc set, which has like extra, lots of extra content in it as well. But there's always been one thing that's been pissing me off for the past past couple of days and whatnot, and that's the ending to Back to the Future Part 3. How the hell? I mean, if you do not know what the ending for Back to the Future Part 3 is, and you haven't watched it, and you're a big, you know, and you haven't watched that movie, which you should have had by now, because obviously it's always shown on pretty much every single television program on the planet, you know, during Christmas mainly. But and it's a kick-ass, you know, movie trilogy to begin with anyway. I'm going to spoil it now, so just like, turn down your volume or whatever for about like 30 minutes or give it 10 minutes even. And so basically the ending is that, you know, Marty gets back to the back to 1985 after being stuck in 1885 with the DeLorean and whatnot. You know, gets back to 1985, the DeLorean's destroyed and whatnot. And he goes back, gets Jennifer, picks her up, you know, sorts everything out, and blah, 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 you know. And then, what was it? When they go back to the crash scene of the DeLorean being smashed up and whatnot, flux capacitor's busted, you know, time circuit's busted, everything's busted, everything's gone, everything, Mr. Fusion, everything, gone. Then suddenly, out of the blue, in comes a steam train with lots of technical gadgets, and it's Emmett Brown driving at the helm. And then, at the very end, you know, obviously, at the very end and whatnot, Shoff is kidding us, like, they're off, you know, and apparently the train is flying, and then it boosts, and it's gone again. And it's like, how the fuck? That ending did not make any sense whatsoever, because prior to that, you know, Doc Brown was trying to, you know, get into the DeLorean, but his love partner or whatever, Claire Clayton, was trying to get in things, and then obviously Marty gives him the hoverboard to rescue Claire with, and they go off in, you know, the distance on the hoverboard. So, and you know, fair enough, that him and the hoverboard, fair enough, but how the fuck do you make how do you make a time machine out of a steam train in 1885 when there's no such thing as plutonium, there's no such thing as, you know, electricity or any electrical thing whatsoever? You know, nothing electrical at all, you know. So how the fuck did he make a time machine to have a flux capacitor, you know, and time circuits and everything like that in 1885 with only a hoverboard? How the fuck does a hoverboard, you know, have all that technology? I mean, even had boosters in the back of the bloody steam train, and the steam train itself cannot go up to 88 miles an hour normally, unless what they did, you know, things there, that, you know, technically it's like a steam train cannot go up to 88 miles an hour. And Doc Brown, realizes that. So he makes these piston logs, which, you know, are like burn the fuel hotter and whatnot and whatever. And it's like, what? Honestly, it just did not make any sense to me. It just left too many open plot holes as such, and it's like, it just did not make any sense. It's like, yeah, Doc Brown found a way, but how? That's what's confusing just now to me. And it's like, not many people are actually putting much thought into it, but you know. He makes a crude one, goes to the future, pimps it out. Yeah, aye, right, aye, whatever. I don't know, but it just does make it doesn't make any sense. It just does not make any sense to me at all. It's like, the ending should have been Marty whatnot gets back to the future, and it's like Doc Brown, you know, you get Doc sends out another letter. You know, like what he did in part two is that he had wrote out a letter, told them to wait until 1955 at the precise location and whatnot. He gave the guy gives him the letter, and he reads the letter and he finds out that the Doc is still in 1885. But no, they just totally did the kind of like stupid route of making Doc make a time machine out of a steam train, which is just impossible. If we kind of like look at the past episode, like past movies, it just does not make any sense. You know, it's just confusing as fuck. I mean, come on, it's just too confusing to fathom that ending. You know, there's so many possibilities, and in the trilogy pack, in the four disc pack, they've got like these FAQs, frequently asked questions about the series, and none of them concern about the ending of the movie. None of them. They talk about, like, you know, stupid things that the director said, like hoverboards were real, which are not. And of course, obviously, hover technology was made in 2010 or something like that. So we still got a year away. So really, NASA, get your ass up to gear, because 2015 is coming up sometime. You know, 2015. You know, it's like in 2015 we would have hover cars and whatnot. Where are we now? We're in 2009 and no hover technology has been created for the public market. It's not working. You know, people are lying. I don't know if anyone actually takes into consideration and is like, oh wow, in 2015 we'll have hoverboards? Cool! You know, but apparently no. Apparently that's not happening because, you know, it's 2009 now and yet nothing has made any sense. But anyway, so yeah, that's just one thing that I just wanted to get out there. It was just like a question above questions of, you know, what was going through my head this week, you know. So, anyway, got a few requests coming in. I'll sort those out. Oh dear. So anyway, don't know what else. Don't know what else. What was it? I don't know what else I can talk about. Actually, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, if anyone else has got any other topics that they would like to talk about, feel free. Uh, Yeah. So anyway. So anyway. Whatever. I'm trying to think of something. Well, I can talk about my camera. I got 380 quid for my camera, and now I'm broke. It's like that's a whole problem about me, is that I constantly blow money, you know, out of proportion, and just like, you know, sell all of it, you know, buy or put it towards something all at once, you know, without actually putting much consideration into it, which is not good. What's it? See, Turbo, you're like one of the only people I know who can not have anything to talk about and still be listening to. Okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Anyway, random talker from, random question by ShadowFox04. How many people have a DA? A DA? District attorney? Well, I don't think I have a district attorney, in all honesty, because, you know, I don't think I would get sued that often. But, I think what he means is a DeviantArt account. Yes, I do have a DeviantArt account, although I hardly use it, you know. Like half of the other stuff that I don't use, like Bebo and, you know, whatnot. It's just pointless. But, or even Facebook. I mean, I recently, you know, signed up to Facebook for no apparent reason, and then it's just like, well, you know. And, I was just like, ugh, you know, hardly use it at all, really, in all honesty. Anyway. Oh, dear. So, yeah. Other things that I wanted to talk about. Oh yeah, I think I didn't know, didn't say it this before, but I 1,000 Mirror's Edge last week on Sunday, and I was kind of surprised, because obviously the hardest ones were the time trials and the speedruns. Now the speedruns were really, really bitchy, mainly. It was just one of those things, and it's like, it was bitchy, but it wasn't bitchy enough. Like, it wasn't as bitchy as Sonic Unleashed. Sonic Unleashed is just way beyond bitchy, especially with, you know, the hot dog missions. The hot dog missions are retarded. I'm still ranting about this, and you know, and people, and in fact, actually, speaking of Sonic Unleashed, Earthheart talked to me about his review, that his point of view review as such, that he posted quite a while back, and he got a response for that, saying that this person is saying that he doesn't know about Sonic the Hedgehog or Sonic the Werehog at all, and he's saying fuck you know, you don't know anything about Sonic. Me personally, he can go to hell, and because he's an asshole. Because frankly, Earthheart, it has as much knowledge about the Sonic franchise than that person, or even myself for that matter. You know, and I've been loyal to the franchise for over 10 years. You know, so that person can go up his. Anyway, So yeah. So anyway. One of those late nights. So anyway, I think we should go to a musical break now, and we've got a few titles. It's got to be a Sonic Adventure 2 night, people. Yes, with Resident SD, with his requests. Pretty much all are going to be Sonic Adventure 2 this tonight, funnily enough. So if you want something other than Sonic Adventure 2 tonight, be sure to send in your requests either in the IRC or on my on my email address, which is turbo@tfmx.co.uk. And we're down to 8 listeners because I've been rambling on too long, which is just blech, you know. Apparently people don't like my rambling, I think. They just want something proactive. Yeah. Proactive. So here's some proactive music for you. Enjoy. If I can ever switch this over. It's just fuck. There we go. Enjoy, people.
Thank you.
You've tuned in to Turbo Drive Live on Sega Sonic Radio.
Stay.
you go, people. That was Resident SD's requests for the week. Yes. So, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, not much people are talking about anything like that, no, on the IRC. So, yeah. Although the joiner is talking about the utter hatred that people put towards other people, which is the common denominator that is, you know, human life nowadays, is that basically people hate each other and they don't give a crap about the other person's feelings. So, yeah, me personally, obviously, yeah, I hate this as much as the next person, as people just going too far by, you know, talking shit about this one and whatnot. But really, I don't want to go in there and try to right the wrongs of everyone. You know, it's just not, you know, it's not helping. It won't help at all. No way. But you know. Oh, that hurt. Sorry, I'm having problems on my arm. So, not good. But anyway, so yeah, I never want to talk about anyone who's said, oh, you're crap and whatnot, because basically it's just fueling them with ammunition to carry on bitching about it. Like, for example, one of my videos on YouTube. People complained, it was obviously a Guitar Hero track and whatnot, and obviously at the beginning of it, I actually talk. Yes, I talk. Gee whiz, you know. But they obviously, the people who are watching the videos don't know that it's actually a show. It's a YouTube show, as in, it's, you have to talk, you know, in a show, you know. You don't always have to just produce the product straight away, you know. But people, you know, don't understand that, and thus they put in a blind thing of saying, oh, you suck, you blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I only did, you know, kind of like responded to one of these people saying, and it's like, oh, you suck, man, and it's like, I do better, oh, you're playing it on hard, and it's like, well, if you listen to what I said, I play on hard, not on expert, you know. Second, also, this is a YouTube show, it's supposed to have, you know, interaction as such, you know, me talking to you, the viewer, you know, and, you know, other things, including, like, you know, various other things as well. So, really, you know, this person was bitching about nothing, and plus, it's a person who himself don't actually put up videos of him playing Guitar Hero either, you know, or playing the real guitar for that matter, which I would love to see more often sometimes. but yeah, that was one of the reasons why I didn't want to go into Guitar Hero or continue doing Guitar Hero tracks again, because obviously I would get ridiculed for it, which is just bollocks. But, yeah, with my new camcorder, I was talking about earlier in the show, with new camcorder that I have, obviously I tend to use it for more comedic value, hopefully, in the form of parodies. And I have one parody in my mind that I would love to do, and that was the, Duke Nukem Forever teaser trailer back at the end of 2007. And I was like, oh, cool. You know, I would love to do a parody of that. But, you know, never had the technology to do it and whatnot. It just, you know, or didn't have the right equipment, because all I had was a webcam, and webcams are shit, you know, because they're connected. Whereas with a camcorder, you've got more freedom. You can prop it on up against everything, and you know, it was just like one of those things. And of course, you know, it's just like, you know, I just wanted to do that kind of like parody of it. And thus, no one has actually thought of this idea yet. Because I've looked on YouTube, and apparently no one's done a parody of of that teaser of Duke Nukem Forever. You know, no one's done one yet. So, I'm kind of wondering what is going on as such, so, yeah. And of course, I've talked about that. I want to do something with the Dreamcast celebrating its 10 years. You know, being on this gracious earth, which is kind of surprising. 10 years ago, the Dreamcast was released, or near enough 10 years. It's quite surprising. You know, it's quite surprising that the Dreamcast has been out for so long. It's even more surprising that the Sony PlayStation 2 has been out for that long as well. I mean, it's been in the market for 9 years. You know, and it's still going on, you know. Although, I think this has got to be its last year, I think, the PS2. Because really, it's all about the next generation consoles now. It's all about the Xbox 360, the Wii, and the PS3, mainly. Although, even though the PS3, everyone has given it too much credit, and for me to believe that there are 17 million users on the PlayStation Network right now is kind of ridiculous, you know. Compared to the 24 million users on Xbox Live, and that was in the space of 3 years. PlayStation Network, you know, 17 million in 2 years or 1.5 years. You know, and I'm thinking, that can't be right, you know, can't be right in any sort, you know, but who knows, but yes, but yeah, I like my new camcorder. Obviously, it's got to be very handy when I go down for SOS 09, which is got to be this year. Fantastic. I can't wait for SOS 09. It's got to be fantastic, I think. Last year was fantastic enough. The atmosphere was great. This year, I think it's just got to be even better, you know. And hopefully not as problematic as last year, because obviously it did have its problems last year. Obviously with organization and trying to get everyone out of the fucking building. I remembered when it was like at the end of the event, and everyone was like, They were kind of like lemmings, so they were kind of like wandering around in a circle. And then I just grabbed the mic and I was like, could everyone please leave the building now? Please, thank you, because we need to tidy up. Thanks. Yeah. It's like I was kind of like a train conductor. It's like,
We apologize for the delay. We seem to have taken the wrong turn in crew. The train driver has stopped to play on this Game Boy, but he's never gotten to this level, so good luck, Dave.
And yeah, it's kind of like that. But no, I was just like, you know, no one was listening, and it's like I had a big enough voice, and it's like, please, everyone, leave the building now, or else we will kill you. No, I didn't say that. But no, that was just the only problem. It's just organization of getting people in and out, you know. That was pretty cat and dog, really, you know. Anyway, So I hope all the details for this year will come out very soon. It's obviously I want to get holidays booked. I want to get packages booked as well. Like whether it be a flight or a train ticket, or whatnot. Me personally, I would like to actually go by train rather than by bus, because on the train I can get a sleeper carriage and just like ride that down. But no, I think obviously planes faster, but it's more annoying because planes take you outside of the city of London. And it is gonna be in London again, yeah, I assure you. Although for this year I would actually like to go with an actual SSMB person, organize, something that, I can meet up with someone from the SSMB and then we can hang out, get everything sorted that way. But no, being that I'm so far north, it's unreal. It's very difficult for me to get down. So yeah, and meet people, because lots of people will be meeting people again. It's just one of those things. But anyway, I'm just rambling on constantly. So. Yes, I know it's boring as shit, I know. So yeah. Other kind of like random kind of like things that has been going on. What was it? Oh dear, I can't remember. It's like games and stuff, whatnot. We still yet to. Well, obviously, there's gonna be a new update by Epic for Gears of War 2, where there's gonna be new achievements. And I just 1,000 that game, and it's like you're already adding achievements already, and it's like you bastard, It's like it took me so long to get 100,000 kills. It took me 4 days. 4 fucking days non-stop of grinding the last level over and over and over and over. It was just like mind-numbingly bitching. And now they're put in new achievements for the new maps, which cost 800 Microsoft points. 800, jeez, I mean, come on. And it's like, it didn't need to be that expensive, wouldn't it? But anyway, I was also trying my hand at Undertow again. And it's like, remember Undertow? Yeah, that was the free game that you got in 2007 when the Xbox Live servers were constantly going up and down. That was a free game that you got. With Miss. And I still got a few achievements. I was trying to go for the, Ultra achievement, trying to. Win on Ultra on the different chapters, but that didn't work. No, didn't work at all. I was also trying out a couple of demos on the Nintendo channel. Yeah, Nintendo channel. Yeah, that service that you got on the Wii. Yeah, you can download demos of DS games. Fantastic. Apparently, there's a demo of Dragon Ball Origins. And also, funnily enough, apparently Dragon Ball Origins was released at the end of the last month. Sorry? Apparently, I didn't even know this. I didn't know this at all. Now, obviously, I'm a Dragon Ball fan myself, but I never. It kind of like blew in out of nowhere, and yet I still haven't seen a copy of Dragon Ball Origins at all in my shop, which is surprising, And it's supposedly released, so. What's that? Where the hell is it? It says on the Nintendo channel that it's already released. It's a new release. It's the most recent release on the DS. But yet it's nowhere to be found. And it's also, the demo is very funny, because obviously you got like Chi-Chi's running off and you're Goku and you have to find Chi-Chi, you know, calm her down by beating the crap out of her, which is funny as hell. And then at the end of the demo, it's like, it's Chi-Chi getting her copy of Dragon Ball Origins from the in the sea. So that's kind of funny that they comprehended a demo talking about the actual full retail game and whatnot. So that's funny. But I also gave Apollo Justice Ace Attorney, and which apparently I always hate that. I always hate the alphabetizing of that game in my shop, because apparently people think that it's under the Phoenix Wright series. Technically, it's under the Phoenix Wright series, but it doesn't have the Phoenix Wright name in it. So it doesn't go under P, it goes under A for Apollo. Dumb shits. I still can't forgive people, you know, spelling that incorrectly. It was just, it's blatantly wrong. And blatantly, you know, it's a blatant upside the head kind of like, you know, slap up the head, you know, it's like a slap on the head and it's like, bam, bad boy. But, no, it's just, I just hated that. But, I gave the game a try on DS download system, which I love actually, although they don't have many in the way of downloadable demos. I mean, they've got Dragon Ball Origins, and they've got, like, Ace Attorney, or Apollo Justice Ace Attorney, but they don't have anything like Sonic Rush, or Sonic Rush Adventure, or Sonic Rush, or Sonic Chronicles. Any of the Sonic games is not on there. But you've got, like, Mario Kart, and Mario whatever, and it's just ridiculous. But anyway, and also brain draining and God knows what else. Anyway. Dear. Apparently people are getting bored. Bored of what I'm saying. Which is normal, of course. I have yet to look at my, emails. So if people have been emailing me stuff, so I need to check those just now, which is bad timing because I've only got about 15 minutes left and I don't have any emails. Oh well, fair enough. No one uses anyone's email for shows anymore. It's just like personal messages. So yeah. So yeah, I've also been watching a lot of Scrubs. Scrubs, the show, you know, the comedy show, and apparently there's a new series in the States. Or a new season out in the States, which is pretty cool, I would guess. It just started yesterday, I believe. Yeah, so good for them. So yeah. Oh, one other thing that I want to talk about: Soldier Boy Tellum. I want to talk about him again. I swear to God, that guy is ridiculous. I mean, I've just seen a video or an intro video for his new animated show, Soldier Boy Tellum. That is retarded. Absolutely 100% retarded. I mean, it puts pretty much every single animation inside, because it mixes animation with live action. And you know fine that sometimes that is not a good combination. We know that by such movies like Space Jam and Looney Tunes Back in Action, it does not work at all. And with the crude animation that is in this, you know, this so-called series and whatnot, it's absolutely retarded. And This Soldier Boy Tone. I do not know who the fuck this kid is. And I say kid because he's only 18 and he's got all these deals and whatnot. And, you know, and this is a kid who supposedly knows his games. You know, all he knows is Halo, Gears, and Grand Theft Auto. That's it. Which is ridiculous, because obviously if he was an actual gamer as such, if he was a true gamer, he would actually know the origins to those games, of course. Like, the actual origins. Like with Grand Theft Auto, like it was actually created by a UK developer team, you know, back on the PlayStation 1, you know, with the whole kind of like overview, kind of like aspect, you know, silly boys, and you know, various other things as well. Like, you know, I mean, hell, he doesn't even play classics, like, you know, the Mario series or the Sonic series or anything like that. He doesn't play anything like that. Because he's a gangster. Gangster boy. Yeah, motherfucker. I hate people like that. I especially hate people in Halo 3. Especially. Some of them, it's like, I still have an issue about people teabagging corpses. I don't know why. I don't know why people would think that that's funny. And, you know, it's just like thinking, whatnot. It's that, and also the hurling of abuse. That's why, if I ever have my mic on, I ever actually have it on mute, or switched off, or I'm talking to people in a, you know, Xbox Live party. And that's, you know, the third option is most of the time, because obviously I'm always talking to Earthheart and, you know, Kevin, Ava, AUK, on Xbox Live, and also various other people. Also V'ger, also T and whatnot. You know, I talk to people on Xbox Live while playing shitty games, you know, and I clash, and I'm not saying shitty games, I'm talking like, shitty people playing games, like, or, you know, people who have lack of intelligence playing that game, for some reason. I don't know why, it's, every time you play that game and you're constantly bashing people and doing tea bags and whatnot, I think your IQ loses a little bit. You know, you lose a bit of your IQ, which is not good. But yeah, I just don't like that at all. It's just that Halo 3 is just one of those games where you just want to just slap the person and say, "Oi, play the game. Don't do anything like that, because it's just fucking wrong, and just, you know, play for sportsmanship, not for fucking, you know, anything like that." Oh yeah, Shadow Fox 04, shit, I forgot that, sorry. Yeah, he requested a song, which I'll actually play at the end of the show. Yeah, sorry about that, Shadow Fox. Sorry about that. I just totally forgot. Here I go, ranting and raving and whatnot, and I forget about someone's song request, which is kind of forgetful. Sorry about that. Sorry. But yes, I'll do that. Definitely to end the show, anyway, because we've only got about 10 minutes left. But yeah, I just hate people. I'm guessing many people do as well. I know Earthheart does. I know V'ger does. And Resident SD, I think he doesn't like that either. You know, it's like people who are just irresponsible, irritating little bastards who just can't just shut up and stop being an absolute idiot for once in this once in their pathetic lives. You know. And just realize, it's just a game. It doesn't prove your manliness. It doesn't prove anything that you can actually survive in the real world. You know. So, but yeah. But also just now, it's like, I've got like, four games that'll have like new content or something new for it. Like Gears of War 2. Halo 3 is yet to release their stupid map pack that was supposed to be out. Which I went like they put on 750 achievement points onto Halo 3, and you can only get 250 from the Legendary Pack, and the other 500 is from another pack that hasn't even been announced yet. So what is the point of updating your achievements list to its full capacity when you don't even have another pack that's out? It's pointless. It is fucking pointless. You know, and also, Mirror's Edge, again, another game I thousand, is gonna get downloadable content, but there's no question or whether or not there's gonna be new achievements with those, with that new time trial downloadable content pack, because there's like five or six time trial areas, that are in it, so I don't know whether or not it's gonna be fine or not. It's hard to say, you know. So that's another game I have to wait until get confirmation. What was it? There was another game that I had in my there was another game in my head as well. Burnout Paradise as well. Again, there's supposed to be a new update. There's supposed to be a new downloadable content that you have to pay for to get only like two achievements for, which is just ridiculous. And I also put in, I updated my version of Burnout Paradise, but again, it says sometime in January. It's the same for Mirror's Edge, sometime in January. When in January? Can you just be more specific? I mean, people nowadays, for downloadable content, they never be specific about their, you know, release dates. They always say, oh, it's this month. When this month? It's sometime this month. Can you be more specific? A day. You know, a day. Give us a day of which, you know, okay, it's gotta be a Friday. Which Friday? Is it gonna be like the 16th? Is it gonna be the 16th? Is it gonna be the 23rd? Is it gonna be the 30th? Tell us! You know, it's just like, you know, companies nowadays just really needs to fine-tune their kind of like release schedule. Like, don't just like randomly say, okay, it's gonna be coming out this sometime in X month. You know, and it's like, you know, come on, be more specific. Damn it! So anyway. As I take another sip of Pepsi Max, that'll keep me going for the rest of the night. I think that should be the end of tonight's show. I believe. Yes. Yeah, thanks. Obviously, I'm getting a lot of positive reaction to all these rants that I do. It's just kind of weird. It's like I'm like the Gandhi of the ranting world. It's like Gandhi of the ranting world, calm and peaceful while being angry and persuasive at the same time, which is kind of weird. But anyway, so yeah. Obviously, people would be bugging out. Yeah, people are bugging out now, so I think it'll be time to end the show now. Now, I don't know. Sunday, haven't a clue what's going on, but I'm guessing Blitzchris will be on at 12. 12 o'clock. Midday. 12 midday, 12 noon, whatever you want to call it. GMT. So check him out then. I'll plan on getting up sometime. Roll my eyes. Also, there's no word of T-Bird returning. He was in York. Well, he's in York now, so I don't know if he's gonna be doing a show anyway, because obviously the Sonic Hour is supposed to be returning anyway. Sometime this month. Again, sometime this month. Who knows? You know, again, another rough estimate of things. What was it? What is it? Kind of forgot. What was it? Volcano. Sorry. I know Radio Redux Live is not going to be coming back just yet. Of course, yeah, don't forget, whenever voting starts on SonicRex.com, on SonicRex.com for voting on the All-Star category of Rex Factor 2008, don't forget to vote me, Turbo, with my song of Bumping Into Big, But It Doesn't Matter, my version of it, It Doesn't Matter. Don't forget to vote that if it's ever gonna be coming up. If the votings do come up, I'm totally please vote for me, because I don't like to be, you know, humiliated. Well, I've already humiliated myself by talking like Big. But although a lot of people actually like me or like Big for some reason. Especially the guest judge, Lee Brovington. So I don't know if I'll be getting extra points for making him laugh at any point. but yeah, you know. So yeah. Obviously, as time goes by. Anyway, I swear to God, I have lost track of what shows is when on SSR. Now, obviously, Dread is fixing up a website for Sega Sonic Radio. So, hopefully, when that comes up, we'll have an official schedule of what shows is when. But, of course, for every Saturday at 11 p.m. GMT, I'm always on Turbo Drive Live on Sega Sonic Radio. I am always here. Every week. Every frickin' week. So if you want to keep listening to this show and, you know, either have some laughs or cries, depending on what mood you're in, or perplexed looks while you're listening to this monotone voice that is constantly rambling on for no apparent reason, then be sure to tune in every week, every Saturday at 11 p.m. GMT or 11 p.m. UK time, whichever you would like to prefer. But anyway, I am gonna be heading off. I'm gonna be leaving you with Volcano Valley Zone Act 1 from the Saturn version of Sonic 3D. This is Turbo for another edition of Turbo Drive Live on Sega Sonic Radio. Bidding you, adioso. It's adioso. Does not make any sense. See y'all next week, people. Laters!
Thanks for listening to Turbo Drive Live. Only on Sega Sonic Radio. The number one source for Sonic music.